Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Jeffrey Hemmer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Fire and wood, two substances that cannot coexist. One will consume the other. But here is a bush, completely ablaze, yet not consumed. And that makes us a little uncomfortable. Explanations for how this can be vary. Some suggest the bush exudes flammable oils, and perhaps Moses was walking by too closely playing with his Zippo. Perhaps it was a kind of acacia bush that is hallucinogenic, and Moses was tripping. No, but you remember this story from the elementary Sunday school flannogram lesson, and you need no such rationalizing explanation. But then there's the man beholding the bush. He is sent as the deliverer, the messenger from the one who has seen the affliction of his people. And when Moses, later in his account, descends from Mount Sinai, having conversed with the Lord himself, his face glows, such that the people cannot bear to see it. He radiates the glory of the one he has beheld. But how can he radiate a glory that no one can behold without being consumed by it? Even Moses will have to be told, You cannot see my face, for no man can see my face and live. Two substances fundamentally at odds with one another in the one person of Moses. But the bush and the lawgiver are just signs that point forward. How can a human body contain the fullness of the divinity? Peter, James, and John got a glimpse, as you heard yesterday or on Sunday, two substances that by nature cannot coexist, at least not as you know human nature in its fallen state. You better cut both the Arians and the Docetists some slack, though. They're only doing what is logical. Fully divine or fully human. Pick one. Still, there they are. In the one person of Jesus, fully God and yet fully man. But you know the creeds, and so this doesn't make you all that uncomfortable. You're willing to go along with this mystery. It's a little more uncomfortable as you approach the altar. Bread and wine, body and blood. Two substances that cannot coexist in the same union without one consuming or corrupting the other. And even if you give intellectual assent to this mystical union, you still approach the bush with shoes on your feet, knees unbent, head upright and proud, supposing you can treat the holy things of God with casual indifference. Come when and how you want, however you wish, harboring whatever sins you want to continue to dabble in on Sunday afternoon in the recesses of your unexamined heart. Because that's the really uncomfortable two-in-one. It's not the bush or Moses' face, not even the person of Christ or his real, true, flesh-and-blood presence in the sacrament that makes you uncomfortable. It's you. That is what is most uncomfortable. Since the moment of your baptism, you have been a two-in-one reality. The bush that is illuminated and engulfed in glorious flame is a sign for what God intends to do with you. He would fill you, even you, with himself, with his divine nature. Conform you evermore, moment by moment, into his likeness. His very image restored to you in Christ. And he intends, no stronger than that, he works holiness, and that is a little uncomfortable, but it is good. This mystical union is for you, too, and for your good. But the glory of the bush is dim next to the light of the cross. How can a bush burn and not be consumed? How can a tree be both a curse and the undoing of a curse? Graphically ugly and sublimely beautiful, damnation and forgiveness, wrath and mercy, death and life. So put your shoes back on and get to work. The Lord who has dwelled in you since the moment of your baptism, who fills you with his presence in the preaching of his word, comforts you with himself in the absolving word from your pastor, who feeds you with the fire of his glory and his divine life in his sacrament, will not let his cleansing fire become a consuming one. He works your holiness, and you do his holy works. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.